invigorate the soul, uplift the heart, and steer in the right direction. Ancient Tales of Wisdom on the SOH Radio Network.
Welcome back to the SOH Network, the home of ancient tales of wisdom. I'm Grace Mann. Today we have a quaint and meaningful story to share with you. As with all ancient tales of wisdom stories, there is always something or many things we each can draw from them that can enhance the quality of our lives in some way or another. Our story today, so too, fulfills this expectation. So for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the light on the hills. "I want to work at my picture," he said, and went into the field. The little sister went too, and stood by him watching while he painted. "The trees are not quite straight," she said presently. "And oh dear brother, the sky is not blue enough." "It will all come right soon," he answered. "Will it be of any good?" "Oh yes," she said, wondering that he should even ask. "It will make people happy to look at it. They will feel as if they were in the field." "If I do badly, will it make them unhappy?" "Not if you do your very best," she answered, "for they will know how hard you have tried." "Look up," she said suddenly. "Look up at the light upon the hills." And they stood together, looking at all he was trying to paint, at the trees and the field, at the deep shadows and the hills beyond, and the light that rested upon them. "It is a beautiful world," the girl said. "It is a great honor to make things for it." "It is a beautiful world," the boy echoed sadly. "It is a sin to disgrace it with things that are badly done." "But will you do things well?" "I get so tired," he said, "and long to leave off so much." "What do you do when you want to do your best, your very, very best?" he asked suddenly. "I think that I am doing it for the people I love," she answered. "It makes you very strong if you think of them. You can bear pain and walk far and do all manner of things, and you don't get tired so soon." He thought for a moment. "Then I shall paint my picture for you," he said. "I shall think of you all the time I am doing it." Once more they looked at the hills that seemed to rise up out of the deep shadows into the light, and then together they went home. Soon afterwards, a great sorrow came to the boy. While his little sister slept, she wandered into another world and journeyed on so far that she lost clue to earth and came back no more. The boy painted many pictures before he saw the field again, but in the long hours as he sat and worked, there came to him a strange power that answered more and more truly to the longing in his heart, the longing to put into the world something of which he was not ashamed, something which should make it, if only in the person of its meanest, humblest citizen, a little happier or better. At last he knew that his eye was true and his touch sure. He took up the picture he had promised to paint for his dear sister and worked at it until he was finished. "This is better than all he has done before," the beholder said. "It is surely beautiful, for it makes one happy to look at it." "And yet, my heart ached as I did it," the boy said as he went back to the field. "I thought of her all the time I worked. It was sorrow that gave me power." It seemed as if a soft voice that only spoke to his heart answered back. "Not sorrow, but love. And perfect love has all things in its gift. And of it are all things born save happiness. And though that may be born too." "How does one find happiness?" interrupted the boy. "It is a strange chase," the answer seemed to be. "To find it for one's own self, one must seek it for others. We all throw the ball for each other." "But it is so difficult to seize." "Perfect love helps one to live without happiness," his own heart answered to himself. "And above all things, it helps one to work and to wait." "But if it gives one happiness too?" he asked eagerly. "Ah, then it is called heaven." What a wonderful, heartwarming story. I trust you have enjoyed it as much as I have in sharing it with you. Thank you for joining us once again. Stay close to the SOH Network for the next episode of Ancient Tales of Wisdom. Until next time, laugh lots, be happy, and let us all throw the ball for each other. SOH Network warmly acknowledges all of the many hearts and hands that grant us the privilege of sharing these wonderful stories here on Ancient Tales of Wisdom. Our story credit today is to Very Short Stories and Verses for Children by author of Anyhow Stories, W.K. Clifford. Grace Mann for the SOH Network.
Thank you for listening to Ancient Tales of Wisdom. We here at SOH hope we will see you for our next installment on the SOH Radio Network.